Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wade Butler, chaplain for the Republic of the United States of America. You know, we're in really, I guess some people would call exciting times. And those exciting times are where we were advancing through the darkness. And we're going to talk about a few things tonight. John's got a good word, Matt's got a word, and I've got a little bit. And we're going to go into prayer because we need the prayer. And we definitely need it. One of my favorite people in the world is Dutch Sheets, and his Give Him 15 now has over 32 million people that tie in every morning to prayer with Dutch Sheets, 15 minutes of prayer. And it's powerful. You've seen it many times on our calendar. I try to have at least one, if not two, but they're long messages, so I don't use a whole lot of them. And you can get them every day, as you can get most everything's in this calendar if you're willing to make the effort to find those 60 different authors. So the calendar has been a big plus for a lot of people that are denominational folks. Mennonites have used it. Many prison ministries and jail ministries are using it. It's been a lifeline to so many folks. And you can find much of what Dutch Sheets and the group has to say. Him and Jane Hammond, this was just, this is Thursday. So if you, I hope you're ready to count. If you didn't do the devotional, it's totally up to you. But one of the things that he was saying was hold the line, Ecclesia, hold the line. Now, 6 months ago, and I'm not trying to brag or anything, just fact, Barry once came out with the word hold the line, and I did about the same time. And the Lord was saying to many of the prophets, you've literally got to hold the line. You can't let the enemy advance anymore right now because of what the Lord wanted to do. And Jane Hammond, who is a sweet lady, sharp, was with Dutch 3 weeks ago when this was published. And she said, we got to watch and pray because of the riots of what's getting ready to come to the United States. Now, some people don't keep up with this, but we do. Keep up with it at the Republic and otherwise. And Wire and what is our other service we use, guys? Messenger. Are posting every day intel that will give you an awful lot of what's happening. But there are 14 primary groups in the United States that have come across the borders that have hundreds strong that are weaponized in the United States. And there's great concern as we get closer to the elections, as we go into the financial shift, about riots in the major cities. Romans 13:11 says that now it is high time to be awake. The Spirit of God is awakening watchmen and intercessors to pray like never before because of the times and season we're in. We're in a time of great warfare, spiritually, emotionally, financially, against the sons and daughters of God and against the land, against the nations. I really don't believe that the riots that occurred last year in American cities are anything compared to what is planned, because we are on high alert right now throughout the nation because they say some dirty bombs have come in. Now, that's what they call suitcase bombs. They don't do the damage that a nuke will do, but they do enough damage that it will mess up a city for quite some time. So I'm not trying to spread panic. I'm not that guy. You know that I prefer the positive. So I'm giving you some intel from things that have been said by the different prophetic voices. And that is, there's two armies advancing. One is the enemy, and the other is the kingdom army, the kingdom of God, men and women of God, who made a stand. And as we pray, the Lord has said that as we pray, that's what's going to make the difference. Now, a person that's near and dear to me, Mel Newsom, let me see if Mel's on a call. I didn't see him earlier. No, he's not here right now. Many of you know that we're on multiple calls. Myself, Matt, John, Sharon, Steve, many of you that come and go, that can be on calls with other pastors and ministers around the United States and different parts of the world. And on a call the other day, the Lord had given me an unction. He got me up, and I was up most of the night, and he says, you got to tell everybody on the call that we're in an instant season, that we have to be instant in season and out. And when I tell you to pray, it's because it is a crisis critical situation. And I just got through saying that to everybody on our call at 2:30 on Friday afternoon, when I get a phone call from Mel Newsom, his wife, who had gone in to have a hysterectomy. The Lord had given me a word about him 4 days before about Linda, and that she was going to have part of her intestines removed, but they only did a hysterectomy. And I asked about that. He says, no, they're only doing a hysterectomy. She had to go back in the hospital. They let her out. The next day she was back, and they couldn't find out what was wrong. She had a ulcer that had, at that point, eaten away the lining and caused a hernia in her small intestine that was causing a backup and blockage, and she could not pass anything. And it was getting ready to go into burst and go into toxic shock syndrome. The Lord says, tell everybody to pray right now. It's life and death. But when the Lord tells you like that, that gets your attention. And particularly when it's somebody you know and love. And Mel and Linda have been a big part of my life in the last 30 years. We've raised a lot of money for special needs children and helped build 23 group homes in the state of Texas for autistic children and young adults. And they were active in every bit of it. And to see this woman deteriorate like she has, and I said, Lord. So we cried out, and we spent almost an hour between those seven people that were on that call the other day. And in the midst of our prayers, now they know this, I'm just passing this on to you all. In the midst of our prayers, the doctors had already told them that they did not have a surgery facility available for her. The rooms were all booked, and there was no team to be able to do it. They'd have to do it on Saturday. Come to find out, she probably wouldn't have lived. And that's why the Lord says now. So I'm giving this to you all because the Lord is taking you into a season. It's a now season. When he tells you to do something, do it. Be obedient. Because he's saying that now is the time where the enemy has come in and you're going to have to hold the line and you're going to have to advance. So where the prophets and those that see and hear have seen and heard these things months in advance, now we're at that time. We're at the time where it has to take place. So while we were praying, the doctor walked in 15 minutes after we started praying, and he says, I don't know how this happened, but they just put off a surgery, and we have a team waiting. We're going to take her in now. And they took out 2 feet of her small intestine and cleaned her out. And she was getting ready to go into toxic shock. Toxic shock, generally, you get a couple hours. When the bowels burst into your body cavity, every organ, it gets in your bloodstream, and every organ goes. And it happens very quickly. It's an extremely painful death. And she's coming around. She had a rough night yesterday. Third day generally is a really bad one. So for anybody that's had an injury, you'll know what I'm talking about. But we were obedient, and God raised Linda back up. So the Lord's saying, we've got to shake off weariness and break out of our grief and disappointments of the times we're in and rise up as warriors that he's called us to, strike teams, prayer warriors, to decree and declare and stand. When Jim Carpenter, when the word came out that Jim had been put in the hospital with pneumonia from this trip, and I think there were four of you went out there, or five, was it? Robert and Jim that went to that conference. But anyhow, three of them came back sick and ending up with pneumonia-type symptoms and very ill. And we started praying for Carpenter immediately and decreeing and declaring and standing that he would, he'd come out of the hospital. We came out of the hospital and they didn't give him any antibiotics or anything to help him. So he just got antibiotics today. I asked him when he got on. I said, your voice sounds weak. You should be sounding better. He said, well, they didn't give me antibiotics till just now. So the enemy, through distraction, busyness, whatever, is causing people to not do what they need to do. And one of the biggest things we can do is align ourselves and position ourselves in the secret place of the Lord under the wings of the, Psalm 91, wings of the Lord, and pray and decree and declare and stand, because And the last days are dark. And what's going on is darkness around us, and we have to be able to literally go into that secret place, go into the place of prayer, and take a stand. Now, we have the right, we have the authority, and one of the situations, April and us were on that call, and she'd made a decree about something, and I came on, and the Lord says, no, you got to tell her right now. Well, generally, I'm brazen, but I wouldn't be as brazen as I was, and I did it gently, and I talked to her afterward, and she said, no, she totally agreed. I said, you don't volunteer people for things you have not prepped them on, and you don't go stand in the gap for anybody unless God tells you to. I said, but if God tells you to go stand in the gap, then you go in there with a sword in the hand and a trowel in the other hand. Because just like in the time of Nehemiah, you're going to have to literally fight off the enemy while you're laying bricks. So whatever you're doing in life, you're going to have to keep on doing, which is the reference, but you're going to have to fight. So we are literally walking with the Lord in times of transition that are so incredibly difficult that most people are trembling in fear. And you cannot be afraid. You cannot let the enemy come in and steal, kill, and destroy. You literally have to stand in what the Lord is saying, decree and declare, and refuse to believe. Don't settle. Don't settle. Oh, it's okay now. They're okay. No, you keep on praying through. You keep on standing. You keep on doing that which is necessary so that you can have the victory. And what everybody I know, everybody in this call and everybody I know needs hope right now. We have been fighting and fighting and fighting. We're fighting for our finances, for our health, for our families, for the nation. And we're saying, Lord, we need breakthrough right now. Now, I'm going to just mention this. If Matt and John want to bring this up or Sharon, and it's going to be actually my cover letter for the new calendar, because I just wrote it. In a time of prayer and ascension the other morning, the Lord literally brought us to a place that we were familiar with, and we sat down at a table. And that table, he prepared a meal for us, and the angels literally served a meal. And this was in an open vision. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, this is everything I love to eat. And he said, yeah, I know. And I said, but you never do anything that's just single-sided. You always have more to this, and you have something that I need to know what it is. And he laughed. He says, you're right. I said, all right, what are you doing? He said, basically, he said this, and I heard him say this. He said, he says, you're eating what you love, but I'm giving you what you need. And I said, okay. I said, Lord, I came here to ask for something. I prayed before this time, and I asked for something. He says, that's what you got. I asked for wisdom for that which is coming. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back. Matt, John, Sharon, the other people, they all had something that they were seeking. And the Lord says, the meal that I'm about to serve will give you that which you need for the time and seasons you're going into. So if you need encouragement, guess what? You're going to have encouragement. If you need wisdom, you're going to have wisdom. If you need understanding, revelation, insight, favor, divine favor, overcoming sickness, disease, and infirmity, hopelessness, beating it, he says, you're going to have that which you need. Because we're in a time and season where my sons and daughters need to be rested up for that which is about to take place. And he can tell us everything. He never does. But he says, we're in a now age. We're in a time when everything around us is accelerated, unprecedented. The demonstration and manifestation of that which I'm going to do is going to be now, and I need you prepared for war. I went, okay. And a lot of us are today. She said it is unprecedented, that which is going on. And the demonstration of the manifestation of God's justice is about to take place. Injustice has been so great, the Lord said, I'm sending giant angels of injustice to do battle. And they're going to come in and they are going to literally destroy injustice. It's going to be exposed. is going to be brought to the front forefront and it's going to be dealt with. And the Lord said, I'm sitting in heaven laughing. The one who sits in heaven laughs and scoffs at him. Psalm 2:4. I'm laughing at injustice and will release the greatest joy of my people have ever known in the areas where injustice has stolen from them, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, every area. He says, I'm going to overturn it. I'm going to bring about in this season that which you need. All you have to do is come up higher. Come up and speak. Come up in prayer. Because I'm about to change the history. I'm going to roar from heaven and it'll be heard on earth. And I'm going to change history like it's never been changed before since the time of my son coming. This was Father saying this. He said, I'm going to reshape things. I'm going to reshape and change history to the point that the earth will never be the same because you're at a pivot point right now. But it requires my sons and daughters to hold the line and advance and pray. So as we go forward, as we gain knowledge and wisdom and understanding of what we're supposed to do, we have to recognize that we're in a now season. And I literally mean that. When he says, do this now, I don't care what you're doing. Stop and pray. Do it now because it will make the difference. If he asked you to do that, it'll make the difference in not only your life, but other people's lives. The cities, the states, the nation are going to shift because of it. So, Father, I come in Yeshua's name, and I ask, Lord God, that you would give us the wisdom, discernment, understanding, and revelation knowledge to be instant, in season, and out, in a now time, when we have to do that which you called us to do, that you would be glorified. And in that glory, in that time, in that season of the now, we shall see you now. We will hear now. We will understand now. And we will receive now that which you have called for us to receive. And we're going to taste and see that you're good and you will be manifest through us. And others will see the light of your glory. And Father, I thank you for that. And I bless you for that. And I pray this over everyone that has ears to hear, that's in hearing range of this call, that will be involved with this call, to encourage you and your families that we're going to pray. We're going to pray for each other tonight. We're going to pray for the nation. We're going to pray. Maybe not everybody will be able to get on and pray, but we're going to pray tonight. And I thank you for that in Yeshua's name. Amen. Glory, glory. Matt, I know you got a word. Come and bless us.
Well, thanks. You know, I'm going to start out by talking about a time of fellowship I recently had with April. And as we were just reflecting on all the things that Wade was mentioning about the world, there's so many challenges, so much that's going to take place. But through it all, the Lord, we know he's going to pour out his spirit, his love on all that are willing to receive it. And, you know, that's our goal in all this, to be carriers of his glory and his presence in this. And as I reflected on it, it made me think of the early church of Acts. You know, the Lord poured out his spirit. And I kept pondering that, and then the Lord quickened me in spirit. He said, that was Acts number one. He said, just wait until Acts number two with the laugh. because what's coming is far greater. He's told us that in the scriptures many times. You know, we come to a time of year like this, and everybody has new hope. You know, it's like starting over. It's a new time of year to engage and to hope for things to turn around. I even saw something recently from Rick Joyner where he said, what would make this year the best year of your life? How would you define the best thing that could happen in your life? Would it be salvation or reconciliation of a loved one, your healing or theirs, or a resolution to a financial problem? You know, I think we all have issues. We all have things we want. Ultimately, the Lord's already done that. And he's shown that in his word. And I wanted to read Isaiah 61 because the Lord has brought this up quite a few times recently in the Spirit. It's how he began his earthly ministry when he went into the synagogue and he read, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. And he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn. To grant to those who mourn, giving them garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the mantle of praise instead of the spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen to that. You know, I love that, the oaks of righteousness. But there's so much in that passage of Scripture. And when you think about it, it comes down to what he's already done to his covenant. You know, he paid the price for all this to happen. But a covenant always has two parts, and each one has an obligation to fulfill. The Lord has already fulfilled his by paying the price on the cross for our redemption and reconciliation to himself. But our part in this covenant is what needs to happen. You know, we're in an interesting time between Acts 1 and Acts 2. As the Lord showed me. It's really the coming of the kingdom. And the biggest thing that he's really been hammering home is our obedience. And there's no doubt he wants to change each one of us. And it starts within each one of our hearts and the transformation that he gives us. And as Wade said earlier, we have to be obedient. When he calls us to do something, we need to do it. If he gives us a word or he gives us something, we need to go to him and ask him what it is he wants to do. And we need to learn to steward that according to his will. There's been a lot of talk in the prophetic about an open door, the year is an open door. But there's always issues. You know, we all have things that the Lord is still dealing with, unforgiveness, unhealed, things that happen in our family. So recently, the Lord took us together in spirit and he showed us something very interesting. And I just want to share a snippet of that from this time we spent. We were before the Lord and Yeshua was there. He placed a group of us there. And we did something interesting. Normally, you know, we just follow his lead. But each one of the people in that group, we took before the Lord and we laid them before his feet. We actually carried them and placed them there. It included our families as well. We didn't pray. We didn't decree. We didn't declare or say anything. We merely took our heart's desire and laid them at his feet. Because we knew ultimately it was his love and compassion. It was our desire that opened the door to his healing, his love, and his compassion. amazing thing happened as we did that. Yeshua started to move from one member to another, ministering to each one. And we just stayed with him. Something started to expand as we saw each member. You see, each member was joined together in him, just as we are, just as the entire world is. One of the group in this got a revelation of their life. Immediately, she saw pictures of faces starting pop out everywhere around her. In fact, not only people that she knew, but everyone she came in contact with when she was a little child to her adult life. It could have been people in a grocery store, walking on the street, restaurant, passing by, whatever. Just let that soak in for a minute. How many people and how many faces have you seen in your lifetime? And there's a connection there. You know, to him, there are no strangers. There's nobody he can't reach. And yet, these things sometimes just pass by us. He just really wanted to show us how connected we are. That was only the first part. The second part was there was a feeling down the left side. You see, so many people in our life have not seen the right side of us, or as we would say, the good side of us. That one really hit home. Because you got to ask yourself, do we really look for that good side in people when we come across them? Or do we have an agenda? Or do we just pass them by? People we see every day. But Yeshua sees us all in a different way. As she did this, she was immediately led to start repenting for each person who had judged her, brought her harm, or didn't take the time to look at her right side. It instantly brought the freedom to the body. Then it took another turn as we started to see the connection in these family members and generational lines. You see, each person this thing touched has connections themselves. Pretty soon, it looked like a light that was in front of us that started to spread throughout the whole earth. But not just this time. It started to go out through all history. It started to go through the timelines. You see, he is in everywhere, in everything, in every person. As we joined together with him, all eternity started to unfold. And he started to show us that eternal thread that binds us all together. It's an amazing picture. And I think nothing could be more important for us to understand as these days go forward. Ultimately, we need to be joined to his heart. Because no matter what each one of us is facing, he has a work for us to do. And if it's based on our own agenda or things that we want, then we're going to be missing it. Because his heart is that reconciliation that I just explained. You know, many words have come out about these days. And I love one from Amanda Grace, says the shaking of the nations and an unveiling joy. The Lord said, I am the light of the world. I am holy. My light never goes out. The oil never stops flowing, for it's eternal. And in this time of much shaking and travail on the earth, my oil, the oil that heals, restores, delivers, and anoints, I have filled the oil in the cisterns and sent out my holy angels on assignment to pour that oil on the body, which is you and me, to pour that oil upon those who seek me. to pour that oil to begin to heal, redeem those who have been in travail, who have been bound, who are walking a road of despair. That oil shall be poured out in the time of shaking and travail and darkness, though the light of my children will shine brighter and be a testimony that chases away the darkness. You know, it's so true. But again, it comes down to our obedience and spending more and more time allowing him into the very depths of our souls so that he can become more. In Matthew 25, it says, "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." You're going to see a lot of different things happen in the next months to a year. And it really ties directly to how much we desire him above all things. Because it is he who will bring us into position of abundance. We need to stop chasing and just start being in his presence. You know, the authority and the things that many are seeking all come from that place of intimacy. It's that place where he puts us in the position between heaven and earth to accomplish his greater will. Even Paul Keith Davis said something about Revelation 2 and 3 when he was talking about the seven churches and the church age in preparation for the age of the kingdom. There's been a lot of different things said about that. I don't want to really get into that except to say it's the kingdom is coming. And it's up to us to be in a place where he can use us to the greatest extent. You know, that thing between Acts, Numbers 1 and 2, think of it this way. When we have a play or an opera, we have an intermission period between the two acts. And the Lord has been very patient, long-suffering, to allow his bride, generals, soldiers, corpsmen, priests, kings, whatever your role is, to be brought into a place of maturity. But there's still more. And the second act of a play or an opera always brings more intensity. We can start to see that coming up to the surface in the natural, taking place right now. But most importantly, that second act leads to a finality and a place of victory. The Lord is really pressing into this. Just today we spent time with him. And there are things that will come that will surprise many. And many won't understand. But ultimately, it's his great love and compassion because this land has had so many things done in it when it comes to children and the evil and the corruption. And where is the repentance? It's enough to bring you to tears to think about that, but the Lord loves us so much that things have to change. And unfortunately, that comes at a cost sometimes. But we are here. We are here for this time. Because when these things happen, he's got us exactly where he wants us. So, Lord, we thank you for your great plan of restoration. Thank you that your prayers, our prayers rather, have been heard. And it's not so much about the words we say, Lord. It's about just being close to you. Lord, you said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men. Lord, you have been lifted up, and yet men still have not turned. The world systems are still fighting over control. There are still things happening in the land to our precious children. There's still things happening to precious babies. There's still corruption, there's still greed, all those things, Lord. But most of all, Lord, they have turned their hearts back to you. So Lord, we just pray that each one of us be renewed in your spirit and align with your perfect heart and will as these days go forth, Lord. And in all this, Lord, that we bring glory in your name. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise in your precious name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. John, what's the Lord saying?
Oh, a lot, a lot. Glad you're all here tonight. Going to... make tonight be an interactive call for everybody that is on. If you have a shofar, you have you know, a tongue that you want to speak, etc., however the Lord leads you, I'm going to talk at the very end of what I've got to say tonight about Jehoshaphat, and then I'm going to play some music, and I'll explain that once I get to that point, and then I'm going to end my time tonight with a blast of the shofar. So I'm going to start off with some words, and then I'm going to go into Jehoshaphat real quick here. And we're getting to the time where the light once again is going to be the richness of his Yeshua's table. And that kind of made me think of what we had experienced in our ascension over the weekend, that we were all at a wooden table and just enjoying Yeshua's company, and I got the sense that we were there to enjoy a great meal, and that's exactly what happened to us when we were there. So it's definitely a good thing, and don't believe anybody talked about this, but this year is the year to ascend, which we've been doing that for some time. You know, Matt and Wade and Sharon and others as well. It's time to ascend, my bride. As you ascend to the mountain, you will take back the particular mountain that you're on. An unprecedented acceleration of demonstration of manifestation of the Lord's justice is going to come in a very quick manner. And this is going to be the year that you'll pivot or shift into something new in order to combat, delay, or move forward. And that's kind of what I'm going to end with tonight. And it's your harvest time to get ready to be refreshed and exponentially blessed as well. And the kingdom way to fight and how we fight our battles is what I'm going to bring to you tonight, is the battle that Jehoshaphat went through. He inquired of the Lord because he was outnumbered by probably 10 to 1 or so with his army, the army of Judah, and the people that he was going to go up against. And the Lord told him to send out the worshipers first. And at the end of that, after this was done, they all went out and they gathered the spoil for 3 days, Scripture says. That's not the point, that's not the focus that I want to focus in on tonight as we get forward. What I'm going to read is what Jehoshaphat did before, and I believe that Jehoshaphat and the worshipers knew about the 444 hertz type of music, or the frequency that King David used, because Jehoshaphat was one of his descendants. So I think that he knew about this, and that's the point that I'm going to bring at the end of what Jehoshaphat did here. I'm going to start off with verse 18. And this is Jehoshaphat. He bowed his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord and worshipped him. And that's a key. The Levites from the sons of Korath and the sons of the Korahites stood and praised the Lord of Israel with a very loud voice. So they got up early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe and trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established and secured. Believe and trust in his prophets and succeed. When he had consulted the people and appointed them who sang to the Lord and those who were praising him, their holy priestly attire, as they went out before the army and said, praise and give thanks to the Lord, for his mercies and loving kindness endures forever. When they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. So they went, struck, and defeated the sons of Ammon, and Moab, suspecting betrayal, rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, completely destroying them. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped destroy one another. When the men of Judah came in to the lookout tower of the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude, and behold, there were all these dead bodies lying on the ground, and no one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and the people came to take their spoil, they found much among them, including equipment, garments, and valuable things, which they took for themselves, more than they could take away. There was so much time that spent doing this, it took them 3 days to gather the spoil. So that is the backdrop that I'm going to use tonight. And the piece of music that I'm going to play tonight, of course, is written at 444, which is the frequency of King David. Now, if you have a word in the spirit, if you have language in the spirit, you have a shofar to blow, whatever the Lord leads you to do during the time of this particular piece, that is going to be played. And actually, it's 4 minutes and 44 seconds long. So if it plays by itself, you know, that's cool. If you do what you're going to do with yourself muted, that's cool as well. It's all going up as praise to our Father. And that's what Jehoshaphat did. And I think this is going to open up a door for things that we've been talking about tonight and things in the past that are going to be manifest, because the worship is going forward first, and of course Judah goes out first. So I'm going to play this minute, this 4 minute and 44 second song in the 444 hertz, too many fours to remember. And once I'm done with that, I'll blast the shofar, and then Wade, I will kick it back to you. So Father, just thank you for this particular word for tonight, and this particular piece of music, and the shofars, and whatever the people on this call are going to do. And we just want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Yeshua's name.
Now give a shout back.
Glory, glory, glory. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you.
Hey, wait, I forgot to mention that piece of music is written for my first great-granddaughter named Eden.
Oh, wow. That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. Well, we want to spend this next 30 minutes or so praying. If anybody, you know, for y'all, if you got a word, you got a tongue. And because of timing and everything, I'm going to ask President James, former President James Timothy Turner, the founder, if you got a prayer, sir, that you'd like to lift up tonight, or a word.
Yes, I would like to say a prayer. Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you, God, for bringing us through the trials and the troubles that we've had. We thank you, God, that you're with us and you're going to continue to be with us. We thank you, Lord, for the ability, God, that you've given us and the faithfulness that you've allowed us to show to your word and to your service. We pray, God, that you'll give us the staying power, O God, and let your spirit be upon us, O Lord, and lead us and guide us in this day and time, Lord, that when we are inspired by your spirit, God, that we will take the time to obey on time, exactly when you say do and exactly how you say to do it, Father, in this time. God, we are at war. We understand that we're in battle, and we sometimes get weary, but God, give us strength, O God, to continue to fight because, Lord, the battle is almost over. The battle is being won, and your power and your spirit is delivering your people in this nation, God, and we call upon you, God, this day to continue the battle, continue to win, continue to deliver, God, and bring down the wickedness, God, that has embraced our world, God, and the corruption and ungodliness, God, that is ruling and reigning in this world, God. We call it down this day, and we declare and decree, God, that you will utterly destroy it, God, and bring to justice those that have been used to bring the slavery and the problems and the troubles and the trials upon the people that has been brought, God. We call upon you, God, to deliver your people, O Lord, in this day. God, we thank you for all your many blessings and all the power, O God, that you've given us, God, to bring about the change, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom of our leaders, O God, and their ability, God, to show us the way, O Lord, when we need to see the path, O Lord, before us. We thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy, God, and we honor and glorify and praise your precious holy name. In Yeshua's precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Sharon, do you have a prayer for tonight? A word
Hello,
or so
everyone.
Far, a song?
I have a word. I feel like the Lord wants me to pray every day. And I had a dream several nights ago. And I woke up in the middle of the night mouthing the words, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And I just kept over and over repeated. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to forget this when I wake up. So I actually said it quietly out loud. Woke up after, you know, I went back to sleep, and it was right there. I remembered it. And so I said, okay, what do you want to tell me about it? And he said, basically the church at large, myself, have glazed over that saying, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Not for defiance or rebellion, but not really processing the need. Because why would we need to be wise as a serpent if we're of Christ? And he definitely is not a serpent. And so the Lord said, because you have to know, you have to understand your enemy. And to be as wise as a serpent, he is a serpent, would give the ability, the wisdom, to know like you can actually get the playbook because you're as wise as that serpent. But he said you have to be balanced. And if you are to be wise as a serpent, the balance is harmless as a dove. And so my prayer is, Lord, make us wise as serpents. Help us to even be able to wrap our mind around the need. Because we think with a Christ-mindedness, and the serpent's really not, we don't want to have him enter in there. But enter in he must. And Jesus was as wiser than. And we must be. So that is my prayer for 2024, that to understand that I am in Christ, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And I just praise you, Lord, for the gift of dreams and visions and interpretations in the midnight hour. So in Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. That's good. That's wisdom. Jim Carpenter, I know that you're dragging, and I just want to lift you up in the name of Yeshua before the throne of grace and speak healing where the enemy has distracted the doctors. They failed to do their job. And Lord, we're speaking life and health to him. And Jim, do you have a prayer or something you would like to say tonight?
Thank you, Wade. Yes, I want to lift up my praise to the Lord. He inhabits our praises. I want to thank him for my many friends and patriot friends and Christian brothers and sisters that have lifted me up and kept me covered during this time of battle. And God bless them, every one of them. Lord, thank you for them and for their prayers. And you know that each and every one of them have their own needs, and we lift those needs up before your throne and declare them victory over them in your name and by your power, Yeshua, in the name above all names, and King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this hour in our lives and in this world. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that we are about to receive through you who are strengthening us and guide us, direct us. Give you praise, Lord, for your mighty word, your clarity, your spirit to us to lead us in these days forward. We give you praise and glory and all things. Sure. Amen, amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Wade.
Amen. Thank you, sir. David Templeton, are you on Elizabeth's phone? Are you there, David?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Do you have a prayer that you want to lift up tonight?
Today the Lord shared something, and it's I got an understanding about what we've been going through, and I'm not gonna. It has to do with the wheat and the tares and a harvest, and it has to do with God coming in and dealing with the harvest that's come in and has to deal with getting rid of the tares or the drandles or the darnels is what it is in the word, and it looks just like wheat. And what he showed me is that for the last few years he has been harvesting and going in, and he's been doing a deep work in the soils of our lives, getting rid of rocks, getting rid of stuff, putting in the right kinds of mixtures and stuff. He's been taking us through a sanctification process. And so I'm going to pray along this lines. Father, I pray that we are able to endure the time of sanctification, that we can have an excellent harvest that comes from us after the sanctification process has been completed. In Yahushua's name, amen. Okay. And I did. Hello?
Thank you, sir. That was good. That was wisdom. Powerful. Michael Settlesworth, do you have a prayer that you'd like to lift up tonight? Or a word?
Anyway, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just, well, both actually, but I've had this feeling that this year is our year, and I know a lot of people have, you know, gone through a lot of things over the last few years and a lot of expectations, and because of that we've had some what we thought were letdowns, but I think it's because we don't understand everything. And but I do believe that the Lord has sort of, you know, I don't hear his voice like some people, but I just have this feeling that he's telling us that be ready, because he's about to be manifested, that we're about to see him and his glory and all the wonderful things that he has for us, and that it's very close, and that we shouldn't, you know, be despaired or downtrodden or think, you know, how much longer will it be? I don't think we have to wait much longer. And so I just wanted to say a quick prayer. Lord, just thank you so much for the strength and courage and patience that you've given us. Thank you so much for all the blessings. A lot of us have gone through a lot of trials and tribulations over the last few years. And you've always been there for us and given us strength and courage, and you've given us, you put people in our paths that have prayed for us and been there for us. And sometimes in our, what might have seemed our darkest hours, you are always there to pick us back up, to give us hope. So Lord, just thank you so much for all those things. And I just can't contain myself. You know, Lord, I'm just so excited about all the wonderful things that you're fixing to bring to us. So thank you so much. And I just want to send out a blessing to everyone that needs you. Know that he is with you. And Lord, just thank you so much for all that you do for us. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Robert Zulaga, have you got a prayer or word that you want to bring tonight?
Good evening, Wade and all. Yes, I do, actually. Firstly, Matt, you're spot on in what you're talking about in terms of being ready immediately. We had a men's gathering actually on the Sabbath, Friday night, and the message that came to all of us very strong and clear was discernment, that it's a time for us to be heightened in our awareness of our discernment, that we are not being tricked by the time, not being taken advantage of by being careless in what we speak and what we think and where we place our attention. Then on Saturday, I was at a men's prayer breakfast and Bible study on Ephesians, and Sharon, the same scripture came up: be as wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove. Now, it was harmless as a dove, and then somebody took issue of that and then broke down multiple different versions of scripture to say, we are not harmless as a dove. We're innocent as a dove. And there's the whole connection to the power of the Holy Spirit and the innocence of the Holy Spirit who guides us and prompts us and leads us in the way to go. So when I look at that scripture, and we were talking about exactly the same scripture, that idea of, yes, we're called to be as wise as a serpent and we're aware of what he's doing and his wiles in this age, but it's that power of the Holy Spirit in the innocence of the Holy Spirit that it gives us that effectiveness as the dove. So that was really interesting that you pulled that you're heard that same scripture. And finally, on Sunday, Pastor was impressing upon us, we're going into a 4 to 6 week study on this time of where we place our discernment and awareness and our choices we make. Oftentimes, and particularly in this time, we have to be cautious not to let something that's good, that seems good, get in the way of what's best and what God is specifically calling us to. There's a lot of good opportunities, a lot of good things are developing right now, a lot of change is upon us. So as we see those changes and we see our what our desires are starting to come to fruition, to manifestation, it's very important that we look to what God is calling us to, the best of what he's calling us to, not just what is good, because that will sidetrack us. So Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for our fellowship. I thank you for your word that is with us, amongst us. I thank you, Lord, that you show us the way to go each and every moment as you guide us with your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, we're in as Linda says, so for many years, we are in a time of suddenlies. For such a time as this, we are here. We are placed on the earth, and we are excited, Lord. We are excited that we have the opportunity to witness, to walk through, and to be your sentinels, to be your warriors, to be your hands and the feet, to be those who draw the billions to the foot of the cross as we are in this time of change, of revival, of restoration, of your time, Lord, that is fulfilling all that you've put into place since the creation of earth. We just give you praise and glory and honor in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. I love confirmation. It's always good. Martha, do you have a prayer or a word that you'd like to share tonight?
Hello, everyone. I'm just really blessed to be here, and I'm so thankful that for the words that have been given and where everyone is and in agreement with everything that's been said, and so excited and looking forward to what is going to happen this year, and feeling again, as others have said, that this is the year, this is when it will happen, and the blessings are going to overtake us and surprise us, and God's going to just blow our minds with what he has for us that is even bigger and greater than we can imagine. And that we, let's see, and to pray for the strength to endure any times of testing or attack that's coming at the last, as we press through to that breakthrough. That breakthrough that we've been waiting for and yearning for and praying for so long and expecting for so long, that we not lose heart, that we are nearing not really the finish line, but the starting line. And that God is pleased with our endurance, and that he has a freshness for us to stand tall and stand strong and step into our destiny and come together in unity as a great team and a great family of believers to take up our weapons and charge the gates. In Jesus' name and for his glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. John Underwood, do you have a prayer or a word?
Okay, good. Got the meeting off. Lord, I just praise your name. I thank you that in this time of the enemy getting desperate, that the victory is still yours and ours. And so I thank you, Lord, that you've made us more than conquerors through him who loved us. So, Lord, I pray that you'll keep us all in your love and keep us in hope and faith in spite of everything that happens. And we know that you have the victory no matter what happens. And, Lord, I just thank you for how you're going to reveal yourself to the world and bringing the victory over the enemy. And you're going to cause people to bow before your throne as they recognize the power and the glory that you have exercised in the earth. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Mark Carroll, do you have a prayer or a word that you'd like to share tonight?
I do, brother. Thank you. Father God, we give thanks, Lord, for your love, your grace, your mercy. We give thanks that you are on the throne and no other. We give thanks, Jesus, that you are at the right hand of the Father for the price that you paid so that we could be with you through eternity. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, that you reside in us, that you give us wisdom and discernment. Give thanks for the words and prayers that were spoken this evening, God, and which how you touched our hearts. Say hallelujah, highest praise to you, God. And we say yes and amen, God. We are your warriors, men and women, God, who love you. Pray no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I pray faith versus fear, God. Your love casts out fear, God. You are love. So, Lord, we want to walk in that this year. Thank you, God, for this new year that you've given us. Another year, God, I know you're going to go before us. I decree and declare freedom, freedom. Jesus, you came to set the captives free. So we give thanks for that, God. We pray over our republic, God. Help us to be, I agree, immediate in Holy Spirit, what you're leading, prayers. Help us to be obedient, to be diligent, to serve you well, to love you, God, and love others, God. Love each other. Love our republic you've given us. Pray over my brothers and sisters for protection, God. I ask you send warring angels to thwart schemes of the enemy, God. We know that you go before us in battle. And the battle, the war has already been won. So help us to walk in the truth of that, God. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Mark Binder, do you have a word or a prayer?
Yes, sir. I got a prayer for tonight. Father God, you alone created the universe, solar systems, the different dimensions, and more than we can comprehend for a purpose. Not a random occurrence, but a well-thought-out plan. Thank you for caring for us and about us that we may thrive on this in this earth that was carefully constructed to be inhabited with a balanced and diverse ecosystem for us. Thank you for giving us the natural tones and frequencies that heal and stimulate our bodies and the surroundings that are our natural home. Let us be wise in your word and ways as we gather together and marvel at the situations we face at this present time, faithfully relying on your grace and mercy when we fall short in fulfilling a task you have given us. Help us to provide wisdom and knowledge to those who are listening to this broadcast for words of encouragement in these times of confusion and deceit. Give us the provisions that we need to be a beacon light to cast light upon this dark and depraved world, seemingly on the brink of chaos. So help us to be a witness to your intense light of truth and a convincing beam of energy that touches the hearts of your children and brushes the sleep from the eyes of those who you are chosen by to hear these words. So we give thanks for all that is going on behind the scenes to cleanse this land and to our military and officers and their families who are in the front lines of this operation that shall make way for your republic to be accepted by a grateful, God-loving nation. Father, we ask you to bring your glory and your presence in our lives. You watch over us, Heavenly Father. Give us spiritual discernment, and angels are all around about us. We ask for a dome of protection around us, our family, our friends, and those serving in this spiritual battle. The enemy cannot pass through. And for the blood of Yeshua to wash us clean of our sins and cover us with a love for God, country, and one another. May God save the Republic. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Matt Westrich, I've waited and held on to you for the last because John had asked earlier for a song, a tongue, a shofar. So you're always good at singing in the Spirit. I'd like to give you a couple minutes if you have a song in the Spirit you'd like to sing tonight, Matthew.
Okay.
It's up to you or a prayer.
Ishala sola kumbroso revo fahle solo kondrese ungrosele hevehe vosala humchale Du hundrasale, hundrasolahe, ingrosso sharakala tokola sharakala toko. Father, I just release the sound waves of heaven to just burst forth into this dimension, and that your sound would just boom throughout the universe. And that as you continue to shake up things, the enemy does not have a chance. I just thank you, Yeshua, for your love. Amen.
Amen. I want to finish out, and I'll ask Matt and John, but we're going to do communion. And Lord, I come to you, and one of the words that was this week was out of Andrew Toe, and he said that we're going to be advancing and conquering territories. Well, Lord, this is a new era of advancements, conquering territories, and we're going to have to be militant. We're going to have to be in season and out, instant in our word and prayer, and quick to use the blood. For you said that your children are going to speak your promises, signs, wonders, and miracles are going to take place. Even though the battle's intensifying, we're going to step through because we're going to take on the giants in the land and the battle plans that they have. So, Lord, you're giving us new blueprints. You're giving us battle strategies, and you're giving us the ability to be relaunched. Where we've been weary in the season, you said take weeks and days and rest. And, Lord, we come before you to be relaunched into thy kingdom purposes, thy way and thy will, thy promises that we would go forward and overcome. And just as the word came forth this week at the prophet's gathering, it was a week ago, and that prophet's gathering they had, and you're going to read about it this next calendar, everybody, but that prophets gathered, there were 200 prophets, and there was a lot of word that came out, a lot of prophetic word. There was agreement, there was additional and new things, but part of it says no more compromise, and that we're going to face giants, and we're going to see things in this season and era that most people have never seen. The enemy is going to expose himself because the Lord is exposing him. And we're going to hear about and recognize things that we've never thought of. Many were disappointed when they did not hear 4 days before Christmas the dirt that was going to come out on the enemy. And on Christmas, the release and the promise. So I'm going to tell you what that actually was for many right now, and we're going to take communion about it. And that word was actually based on the Julian calendar. Most people didn't get to read that because it wasn't included in the email that was passed around. The Julian calendar was 13 days later than the Gregorian calendar, which was produced by Constantine and the Pope of the Catholic Church, where they combined their worship of the sun god and Astar and all these different things to really cause us to fall, not to be built up. And it was all about man's control back then, and unfortunately it hadn't changed much. The Luciferians have been running rampant, and they're getting ready to be exposed. And God has said, which I read earlier, that he's releasing justice angels and injustice angels. And he said these are very big angels. They're probably about the 50-foot mark, and most people can't handle the fact that angels come in different sizes. But those that have seen angels have seen them anywhere from man size to children's size to 50 feet tall, and in some cases 200 feet tall, because the word says an angel is going to stand with 1 foot on the mountain and Jerusalem, another foot in the ocean. He's going to have to be a pretty big dude to be able to do that. And so there's getting ready to be a time in the season where the Lord is releasing the angelic host. And weeks ago, we had a situation where the Lord showed us all the angel armies, the hosts, the multitudes of angels of all shapes, sizes, and prepared for war. And it was quiet in heaven. And I asked the Lord, why is it quiet? And he says, think you're waiting on us. We're waiting on you. And that's why we have to pray and decree and declare. So, Lord, I make a declaration, and I'm going to take communion on that, that the angels, the hosts, the mighty angels, the warring angels, the ministering angels are released to do that which you have called them to do. And we, as the ecclesia, the sons and daughters, the heirs, the bride, are being released to do your kingdom purpose. And we're going to decree and declare the release and the battlement of the angels to go and do battle on our behalf, on your kingdom purposes that we will be part of, reestablishing your kingdom. As Martha said, and I've taught this on many occasions, we're not at the end, we're at the end of the beginning. So now the church age is done, but the kingdom age has started. And we're just a few years into that kingdom age, and it's getting more intense. And Lord, I don't know. I used to teach on eschatology and teach on end times, and I said that nothing could happen before 2017 because of certain covenants with the land, and those covenants have been met. So any time from now to 1,000 years from now, it could happen. You'd come. Trumps would sound. And I am standing on your promise that those angels, those justice angels and injustice angels are being sent. The hosts are being sent. They're here. They're waiting for us to make declarations. So, Lord, we decree and declare the release of the armies for our behalf, that we will send them into battle and that we will not run from the battle. We'll run in with the angels, that you would be glorified as we praise you, because we are part of Judah. We go before the warriors. We praise you, and the walls will fall, and the enemy will stumble. So, Lord, I thank you for that. And if you have your elements, Father, I come in the name of Yeshua by the blood of Yeshua, and I decree and declare these things and all the prayers that were lifted up tonight. I take communion in agreement with the victory. the promise, the fulfillment, the signs, wonders, and miracles, the releases, the restitution, and the victory that is ours in you. And I thank you for your great love, as Matt talked about. The word says the banner over you is love, and the name of your treasury was my love. So, Lord, we know that your love is paramount, and we take communion in agreement, common union with your love and the victory. So if you have your elements, partake of the bread and of the wine. Anything else you'd like to share before we go?
I think we just ended on a perfect note.
All right. John?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect note too, so we're cool.
All right. Thank you everybody for being here. And Lord, I just thank you for all that have been so faithful, that we're going into a new era, a new season. It's not a new year for you. You've already been 6 months into this year, or at least 5 months. And we are at the point right now where we're just pressing over and pressing through. So we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. Take us into new and exciting places, and let us see your glory manifest. Bring everybody back safely. Bring healing and deliverance to every one of us. And grant us rest this night in Yeshua's name. Blessings to all. We're going to stop the recording, and we say good night.